Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo, Clint Starner here and Wade Smith, former NFL or former Houston Texan. Here's the deal is Houston Texans go up to Kansas City Sunday, yesterday, and they win 31-24, Wade. The truth of the matter is that's a lot closer score than it probably should have been. It's not a very good indication of the mismatch because the Texans really did dominate that game. I think definitely in the second half. I think it started out obviously with Kansas City jumping out to a good lead. It started out with Kansas City having some things clicking, but ultimately the Texans took over and dominated the second half and really should have ran away with it. You scored 31 points. It's 31-24, and you threw two picks in the end zone. And you missed a field goal, and you went for it on fourth down one time when you could have kicked a field goal to make it a two-score game right there at the end and ended up taking a knee. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of points that were left on the field, but at the end of the day, the Texans went up to Kansas City, and they beat a team that won 12 games last year that went on to the AFC championship game, so they really won more than 12. They won 12 regular season games last year. They really won more than that. The MVP from 2018, the leading candidate for the MVP this year, still today, actually. And so the question across the coast, I think coast to coast, is Deshaun Watson and Pat Mahomes. They're clearly a Pat Mahomes. Did I get that wrong?
No, you said it right. Okay.
So Deshaun Watson and Pat Mahomes, my buddy that I grew up with was a real good pitcher in Baytown, was named Pat Holmes. So every time I say it, I'm like, did I say Holmes or Mahomes? But there's that conversation is being had. And there's no doubt about the fact that it's Breeze and Brady. It's Breeze and Manning. It's Brady and Manning. That's the caliber of this rivalry, so to speak, or this quarterback head-to-head competition. That's the caliber of it. There's no doubt about it. And there's no arguing that. There's no debating it. These guys, they're there, and you watched it firsthand on Sunday. I think the question is in a legitimate question. I believe if you asked it before Sunday, which we may have on this show, we may have talked about it. If you asked it before Sunday, I think it was premature. If you said Mahomes or Watson, who you taking? I think it was probably a little premature before what you saw take place Sunday took place. And so I'm going to ask you, Wade, where do you sit right now, Mahomes or Watson?
For sure, I'm going to ride with Watson. And the reason why I'm going to ride with Watson is because after this game, he went up there and head-to-head, he won the battle. And you look at what Watson has done this year, head-to-head against Drew Brees, head-to-head against Phillip Rivers, head-to-head against Matt Ryan. He's put up performances that won those ball games, and even though the team didn't win that ball game against New Orleans against Drew Brees, Deshaun Watson won that ball game.
Sure.
I mean that game was over. You know what I mean? So I just think that Deshaun, you know, going into this game, I probably wouldn't have been able to say that. I think I said Pat Mahomes right now is better.
I
think that you had to base that off of the fact that what Pat Mahomes had done and what he had accomplished and what he continued to do. It's not like Pat Mahomes had a bad game yesterday. He played well. He just didn't have as many opportunities. Yeah. But I think that Deshaun Watson overall took advantage of his opportunities better. He led his team to a victory. I think that if there's a guy I'm going to choose between the two, I'm going to pick Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
And I think that anyone that picked Pat Mahomes, they have a legitimate reason to. But I just think that Deshaun Watson is more versatile of a player of the things that he can do as far as staying in the pocket and making accurate passes on time. What he can do off schedule where he can just take the ball down and run it. He can throw on the run. He can do everything that Pat Mahomes does on the run, but I think he does it just a little bit better.
For me, Wade, it's like I don't think we could have been taken seriously. I actually made the comment last night of Mahomes is at his ceiling. Now, that ceiling's very high.
Yeah.
But he's at his ceiling, and somebody on the text line chimed through. Sean didn't get a chance to read it. He was like, you're only saying that because you don't have the ability to throw. You're right. I don't have the ability to throw the rock. Never had the ability to throw the rock the way Pat Mahomes can throw the rock. There ain't no doubt about it. But where I'm going with it is I think before Sunday, before Deshaun won the head-to-head battle, I think there was always with the MVP, he won 12 games, he won games in the playoffs, and he should have went to the Super Bowl. A lot of people argue he should have went to the Super Bowl last year. You know, I just don't think it was a legitimate conversation. I think it was a little bit of a stretch. There's no doubt about it now. It's a legitimate conversation. And now you can pick either side and support it, but I'm going to create a little bit of a I'm going to give you some food for thought here. When you talk about Mahomes, okay, there's no doubt about it that America loves him because of the highlight reel types of throws that this dude's capable of playing. The sexy style of ball that he plays, running around outside of the pocket, throwing from all different arm slots, throwing back across the field. There is no doubt about it. But what I believe, the guy that threw for 5,700 yards last year for Kansas City, came up one game short of the Super Bowl and threw for, 50-some-odd touchdowns, okay? Won the MVP. I believe that what you've seen from Pat Mahomes is he is living at his ceiling. And again, that is a very, very high ceiling. Here's my concern with Pat Mahomes is it's risky as hell, right? Both in the throws that he's making and to his health. Those are my two biggest concerns. Here's the question. Is his arm talented enough for Kansas City to ride all the way to the Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl? Is his arm talent of the caliber, which I've never seen this caliber, by the way, to individually ride that arm year after year after year and be a serious contender in this league for 10-plus years? When you talk about Mahomes' career, he's going to be around for 10, 12 more years. It is what you see. It's sexy. It's fun. America loves it. But is that a style of ball, Wade, that you believe can carry a team over and over and over and over again to the playoffs consistently? I think it's risky. I think the odds of him being able to do it, one, it's going to bite him more times than it not. And secondly, I think his ability to stay healthy throughout it is going to be a problem.
Well, I look at it like this. His ability is going to allow them to have one of the top offenses,
no doubt,
in the NFL, as long as he's the quarterback and as long as they surround him with competent skill position players. But the problem with the Kansas City Chiefs isn't their offense. The problem with them is their defense. So even though you ask the question, can he take them consistently to Super Bowls or have them competing, he's going to have them in position to win games, but the defense has to come through,
sure,
in order for them to get over that hump.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of out of his hand. It kind of reminds me of Aaron Rodgers. I think when you look at this conversation, it's like Pat Mahomes is Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson is Tom Brady. And Deshaun Watson is a much more athletic, swaggier version of Tom Brady, but he can do the damage from the pocket the same way that Tom Brady can. I think that Pat Mahomes is the guy that can do those off-schedule plays like Aaron Rodgers. Sometimes he's going to have a messed up wheel here and there because he's all over the place running around all the time. I think they're very similar. Aaron Rodgers has won a championship. He's been able to do it. His
a great point, man.
You know, the Green Bay Packers offense is consistently, you know, up
and
there with
the
best.
And they won it on his arm, too.
Yeah,
no
question
doubt
about it. And I think Pat Mahomes is the same way. I just think that the thing with the Chiefs is their defense is so bad. And when I say the defense is so bad, it's so bad in the front seven, especially when you add the injuries they had right now. It's going to be very difficult for him to go far,
yeah,
this season for sure. But I think that Deshaun Watson, I just look at him and he's a guy that he has a defense here in Houston that is – to the caliber that could,
yeah,
get them to a Super Bowl. And I think his skill set and his ability is if you put yourself in a situation where you're competing in AFC championship games and Super Bowls, he's going to figure out a way to get the win. And
yeah,
so that's the difference, I think, between the two situations.
I'll put a bow on it like this. I think Mahomes is the likelihood of teams getting better and defending him better and him staying injured because of the style of play. And then when he does get injured, the way that he's got to completely change because he can't move around and do those things, it's a tough way for me to buy into consistently winning over a 10-year stretch. Deshaun Watson is trending upward, my brother. He is a guy that, to me, what you see is a tried and true, I'm going to be around 10 years doing this, and if he continues to do it with the supporting cast around him, I'm buying that quarterback product. And when I say that, I don't mean just the wow plays. I mean the ability to stay healthy, the ability to convert first downs, the ability to win and chew up the clock with eight-plus minutes yesterday on a drive in the fourth quarter. That kind of thing, I'm buying into the Deshaun Watson product much more than I'm buying the Pat Mahomes product right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.